declare it.
Thank you for listening to this audio message from Grace Life Center Charismatic Renewal Ministries. For more information about our church, please visit our website www.gracelifecenter.com or call 657-206-7729.
Break every chain, break every chain. Yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every
chain. Washing by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Praise God. Amen. Father, we just welcome you and we invite you into this place this morning as we go into your word. Let it come alive in a new and a different way. Let it bring transformation, healing, deliverance, and uplifting to us all. To all of us that will listen to this word, including myself, the speaker. Holy Spirit, anoint this word and use it to do great and mighty things in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to give this exhortation a title, I'll call it The Great Invitation. And in that passage, we see Jesus Christ inviting two brothers for certain things. And I want to just begin to apply it to us. You know, an invitation is something powerful. I don't know how many of us have ever gotten an invitation. Amen. Somebody inviting you. Amen. Like, imagine if the President of America invites you. President of America is even too far. Imagine if the pastor invites you to his house. You know, an invitation is something that confers honor, makes you feel special. Amen. When somebody invites you, you know, there are many events going on today. Some of us didn't get the invitation. Amen. Some people have special. I remember the Ambassador Robin Sanders was one time ambassador to Nigeria. She's an African American lady. She lives in Washington, D.C. So I was talking to somebody about her. I said, oh, we're trying to reach Ambassador Sanders to do something for us. And then the guy began to say, oh, no, Ambassador Sanders, no. Ambassador Sanders is my good friend. And that, her birthday is taking place next weekend. And usually on her birthday, she usually invites just like 12 to 13 people who are close confidants. And I have my invitation already. Amen! An invitation is an evidence that you are part of the inner caucus. That you are in the midst. Amen. But this is the Son of Man, the Son of God inviting us. What invitation is greater than his invitation to us this morning? In this passage, he saw two brothers. And the same invitation he extended to Simon and to Andrew is extending to us today. Amen. And I break it down into three things, into three components of this invitation. Number one is Jesus is inviting you to follow him. Amen. Can somebody say, Jesus is inviting me to follow him? Amen. Jesus is inviting you to let him be your boss, to let him be your master. Jesus is an invitation. He's not throwing it out to everyone. He called Simon and Andrew, and today he's calling you also. Let me be your boss. Amen. It's an invitation. Well, it's an invitation he has put out to all men, but not many men are responding to that invitation to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ asked everyone who came in contact with him. Well, most people who came in contact with him, he says, follow me. Amen. I believe that this invitation is not just to super Christians. Amen. It's not an invitation to people who are special to Jesus alone. This is an invitation to you. Seated in this place today, the master is asking you, will you let me be your master? Come and follow me. I want to ask you, have you accepted that invitation to follow Jesus? It's a very straightforward invitation. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I'm not asking you if you are born again. Hello? As I was thinking about this passage and preparing it, the Lord laid upon my heart that there is a difference between being born again and following Jesus. In fact, the Lord said to me that there are many people who are born again, but they are not following him. But everyone who follows him will eventually get born again.
Amen.
Are you with me? There are many people who will get born again. And if you ask them why they got born again, following Jesus was not in their agenda at all. They got born again because they were looking for fruit of the womb. They got born again because they were looking for a job. They got born again because they were looking for a spouse. They got born again because they were afraid of hell. They got born again because they wanted to make sure they made heaven. They didn't get born again because they had an invitation from Jesus to follow him. But Jesus Christ's primary invitation to mankind and to men is to do what? To follow him. Praise the Lord. So what does it mean to follow Jesus? I broke it down to very simple, to make it very simple. To follow Jesus means whenever you come to a decision point, you ask him, Lord Jesus, what should I do? That's what following Jesus means. So there's no, we can analyze it and dissect it and say all kinds of things about it. But when you break it down to the simplest meaning, it simply means, Lord Jesus, what do you want me to do about ABC? Like this morning, now, how many of us actually ask Jesus Christ, Lord, should I come to church? So, maybe some of us came to church because you're following your wife, or you can follow your husband, or you just wanted to come to church, you know. But I'm sure if you ask yourself, should I come to church, you will say, why not? But following him means you actually ask him. Following him actually means that you form a relationship. That's why I was saying here, I said, it's not keeping a set of rules. Following Jesus Christ is not keeping rules, though. It's not doing what it's not doing what the Bible says. That's not what following Jesus means. Following Jesus means doing what the Lord spoke to you. Asking him, saying, the Lord said, I should do this, and you do it. Even when some people think you are crazy about doing that, that's what following him means. Many of us in Christendom, we reduce following Jesus to following rules, you know, do this. Yeah, it's more than that. It's a relationship. Can somebody say relationship? It's a relationship. And a relationship is not about keeping rules. It's about listening. It's about listening. The people who have a relationship with me are people who are listening to and are listening to me. Not people who keep my rules. Are you with me? That's why parents who are bringing up kids, you have to be careful that your kids are not just keeping your rules, but they are listening to you. They are two different things. People can keep rules, but they are not listening. They are keeping rules because they are in your house. The day they leave your house, they stop keeping the rules. But if they listen to you, no matter where they are, when there's a situation, they will pick up the phone and call you. That's a relationship. That's what following Jesus means. Following Jesus means you pause every once in a while, all the time, and say, Lord Jesus, what do I do about this situation? Somebody told me the other day, guy, he said, one day he was praying, he said, Lord, I give you full control, take it up. As he finished saying that, the Lord now said to him, you see that person here, the prayer meeting, go and lay hands. He said, no, Lord, I won't lay hands. He said, Lord, give me other things to do, but not to go and lay hands. I don't want to embarrass myself. What am I laying hands for? That's not following him. That's a good intention to follow the Lord. Can I hear amen? So I want to ask us, how many of us have said yes to following Jesus? It's a decision of the will. To follow Jesus is a decision. You say, Lord, I will say yes. It's saying yes before you know the command. Can somebody say amen? It is saying yes to him before you know what he's asking you to do. That's what it means to follow Jesus. And I'm here to tell us that this is what the Lord is calling people to do. Jesus is calling us to ask people to follow Jesus. Amen. That is the invitation that is out there. It is saying, will you say yes to Master Jesus? Will you say yes to him? Even when you don't know what he's going to tell, even when you don't know what his next instruction will be. When Simon and Andrew heard him say, come and follow me. Bible says they left all their nets and followed him. I wonder why? I don't know why. I don't have all the details. But something tells me that they said yes. Because you know they said yes without even believing in him. Of course they said yes. Water to dying. Somebody came and said, Pastor, show us who you are. After 3 years of following you, they still didn't know who they were following. He said, reveal yourself to us. But something told them that following Jesus is a better alternative than following your own senses. Can I hear amen? How many of us agree that following Jesus is better than following your senses? So please, don't say it doesn't make sense to you. That's why you didn't do it. Following Jesus is better than following your emotions. I don't feel I should do it. No! Feelings, put your feelings aside. Don't follow your feelings. Following Jesus is better than your feelings. Don't follow your sin. Don't follow your friends. You know, many of us, something will come in your heart. You talk to your husband, you talk to your friend, you talk to your sister, you talk to your aunt, you talk to everyone. But you have not asked Master Jesus. Following him means you pause and you say, Lord, what would you want me to do? I was going through some of my mom's letters after she passed, when we went to put her things together. And then there's this story. I mean, I can say it as a story now, but so she had this red truck that was, she used to be known, Hilux, Toyota Hilux. And that's how they used to know her around town, we worry. She always drives her Toyota Hilux around, you know. And everywhere she went, her younger brother gave it to her. So, and she just, I mean, it was just a solid car. In fact, the car is still there. In fact, I was using when I went to the village, and they took it to our village. Amen. So, Toyota Hilux, for those of us who know, is the most prized car in the oil industry. So, what you do is like, you have a Toyota Hilux, you can lease it to Shell for like 40,000 naira a day. You know, something, some ridiculous number like that. Can I hear amen? So, that's what you do with your Toyota Hilux. So, when Momsi traveled to Kenya for missionary trip, she traveled to Kenya for like, she'll go for like 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. So, one of her daughters in the Lord now wrote her and said, Mommy, this Toyota Hilux is just lying here. Why don't we go and take it and give to Shell for the time you're not around so you can generate some income? Then I saw the response that she wrote. She wrote back and said, that's a very good idea, but I'm sorry, I cannot do it. Because the Lord has told me that this car should only be used for this and this and this purpose. That's what following Jesus means. Think about it. It convicted me because I know in my own heart, 10,000, 50,000 naira to, please send it to Shell immediately. But she didn't do it not because she didn't want the money or she didn't need the money. She did it because she's a follower of Jesus. What has Jesus said to you? And have you said yes? That's what following Jesus means. That's the invitation. Following Jesus is better than following your senses, your feelings, your emotions, or your friends, or what the rest of the world is doing. And that's the first invitation he gave them. He said, follow me. And our response should be, yes, Lord, I will follow. Second invitation is, Jesus is inviting you to let him change you. Can I hear amen? Amen. So the first invitation, Jesus is inviting you to follow him. The second is that Jesus is inviting you to let him change you. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you. Because you know what happens? No sooner than you have said, yes, Lord, you then realize that, oh boy, I can't actually do this following. Can I hear amen? Amen. No sooner than you have said, yes, Lord, you will discover that your mind and your will and everything within you starts getting in the way of following Jesus. And so Jesus says, don't worry about that. Your path is to say yes. My path is to be the one that will make you. Amen. Follow me. It's an invitation for Jesus to change you. Jesus is inviting you. Say, let me change you. Allow me to change you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why I put it this way. I said, on the one hand, it is, yes, Lord. And as soon as you say, yes, Lord, then he gives you an instruction. Like that person that told, he said, go and put your hand on somebody or go and pray for someone. The moment he gives you that instruction that, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to do it. What should be your next prayer? Help me, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. And help me, Lord. He wants to change you. He wants to help you. He wants you to say, he wants to be your master. He wants you to say yes to him when it comes to how to be a wife to someone, or be a husband, or be a mother, or be a member of this church. Many of us, God is saying things to us about what he wants you to do in this church. When you say yes, Lord, really you say yes, your default answer should be yes. Can I hear amen? Amen. The next thing you should say is, okay, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Amen. And you see it in the lives of these disciples that he called. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 33, Peter, he told Peter, come. Peter started coming. As soon as Peter started coming, what happened? He started sinking. Then Peter said, what? Save me, Lord. And the Lord saved him. When the disciples followed him in Matthew, I think it's Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23 to 25. Jesus Christ said, let's go back to the other side. And the disciples followed him. And when they followed him, immediately they tried to follow him. A storm arose and was going to destroy them. And he said, Lord, save us. We are perishing. And I found out that the moment somebody says, yes, Lord, from the sincerity of their heart, oftentimes the next prayer they pray is, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. If they genuinely want to follow Jesus, it's an invitation for him to help you. Amen. Every time you say, yes, Lord, sooner than later, you will find yourself saying, help me, Lord. The problem is that many of us are asking God to help us without saying yes to him first. It doesn't work like that. You don't try to follow Jesus so that he can accept you or save you. He saves you so you can follow him. Let me say it here because it's like people here didn't get it. So the people here, amen. I said that you don't try to follow Jesus so he can save you. He saves you so you can follow him. So you don't say, help me, Lord, because you are trying to be good so that after he has helped you, he can then accept you. No, you say, help me, Lord, so that you can follow him. Saving you, the purpose of saving you is so that you can fulfill the yes that you have said to him. That's why every person who begins to follow him will get born again. Because they will get to a point where they realize, I can't do this unless he saves me. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are saved to follow Jesus. You do not follow Jesus to be saved. Amen? Amen. Because only Jesus changes people. Do you know that? You know that only Jesus can change your son or your daughter. Only Jesus can change your parents. Only Jesus can change your husband. As much as I love it, no amount of my talking to my wife will change her. I can't speak sense to her for her to change. She can modify her behavior, but she has not changed. You know that there's a difference between behavior modification and change. Jesus is after change, not modification. He said, I will make you. That's transformation. That's metamorphosis. Can I hear amen? Metamorphosis is change, is when the caterpillar changes to butterfly. Hallelujah! You go from one kind of a species to a different kind of something. A brand new creation. That's what Jesus is promising us when we say yes to him. How many people are saying yes to him today? Amen. I thought I would hear a bigger amen. Amen. How many people want Jesus to change them? Then you should cry, help me, Lord. After you have said yes to him, praise the Lord. Because what he then does is that he sends you the helper, the Holy Ghost, who then comes inside of you. And out of nowhere, you discover appetites that you used to have go away. Amen. Emotions you used to carry go away. Feelings you used to have go away. What is happening to you? The Holy Ghost is working. working on the inside of you is changing you and making you become a different person. I had an illustration here about what happened to Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. Too long, we cannot go into it, but it's a story of launching to the deep for a great catch. And Peter began to argue with the master and began to say, Lord, this is not a good idea. No. You know, it's like the Lord telling you to go and apologize to somebody. You say, I love Jesus Christ, but I went last week now to apologize to this same person. And then, you know, this is the last time. You know, you begin to give the Lord your strong reason why this thing does not make sense. That was what Peter was doing. We do it. I know I do it. I don't know about you. Amen. We do it all the time. We explain to the Lord so he can understand something he doesn't understand. Amen. We explain to Jesus so he can see the true picture of things, because it's like he's not seeing the picture well. But Peter said, nevertheless, because I have said yes to you, I will do it. And when he went and he saw the miracle, he collapsed into the hand of the Lord. He said, Master, save me. I am not worthy of you. Hallelujah. So, the second invitation is an invitation so that Jesus will change you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are still here, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not sleeping, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I want to make two quick last points on this one before I move on. The first point I want to make is that in that Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, when Jesus Christ says, I will make you, Bible scholars tell us that that you is not singular you. It is plural you. You can actually see it in the context, because it was addressing two people there. So that you is the way in African America to say, I will make you all. I will make you all fishers of men. So Jesus Christ is saying that in the process of his changing people and making people does not happen individualistically. There's a word like that. You understand what I'm trying to say? It takes place in a community. I will make you all fishers of men. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is impossible for you to walk alone and Jesus will change you. It's not possible. It's not possible. That's why he invites us into a community of believers, into a community of followers. That's why in Grace Life Center, what we are pushing and pressing forward is to bring a community of people who are trying to follow Jesus and who are helping each other and working with each other. Jesus is working on us. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
You cannot stay in your house and be saying, hey, Kent, I'm a soccer, change me, change me, change me. And when you finish, it changes you inside there. It's not, it cannot happen. Because amen. Because when you finish praying, change me, change me. Do you know what the Lord will now do? He will now bring Sister Hattie, and Sister Hattie will now say something that will be very naughty to you.
Amen.
And then he said, Sister Hattie, why did you say this thing to me now? The Lord will remind you, but you say I should change you. Change does not happen between you and the Lord. It's that we change you all. It's done in a community of believers. And that's why here in Grace Life Center, we must work very hard to be that kind of a community of people who have together said yes to the invitation of the Lord to follow him, and then also for him to change us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then the second point I want to make here is that how you live is not what makes you a disciple. I want to repeat this point because it is so easy to change what I'm saying or translate what I'm saying to, okay, here's the list of things you do so that you can be a follower of Jesus. This is not about rules. It's about relationship. Can somebody say relationship? It's about relationship. What has the Lord told you? We should begin to encourage people. Say, Sister, when Sister Juma comes and say, da, 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 like he told us today. Amen. That is what following Jesus does. My help, the way I can help you is not by giving you set of rules or set of controls. It's by working with you to hear from the Lord what he's asking you to do. Adam, what is the spoken word? What is the Lord? Remember how James and John came to the master and said, "Master, we saw these people who were casting out demons elsewhere, and they are not part of us. What should we do about them?" He says, "Don't worry, they are not against us, they are for us." That's Jesus Christ being a master and a teacher to us. Amen. And the third and final point, so the first invitation is, Jesus is inviting you to say yes to him, to follow him. Second, Jesus is inviting you to let him change you as you have said yes to him. And the third is that Jesus is inviting you to co-labor with him. You say yes, invitation to say yes to him, invitation to let him change you, and then number three, invitation to co-labor with him. Say, "I will make you fishers of men." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason why he wants you to follow and the reason he wants to change you is so that you can join him in his assignment to fish men. Jesus is a master. Jesus is a master. When I was thinking about it, he said, "You know what? He wanted to go and fish men out. Fish them out of the hold of cancer. Fish them out of darkness. Fish them out of the hold of homosexuality. Fish them out of disease and infirmity. Fish them out of ignorance." He said, "I want you to come alongside me to fish them out." Praise the Lord. He said, "I will make you so that you can co-labor with me." I've been reading a book by a man called Robert Coleman. The title of his book is The Master's Plan for Evangelism. And he said in that book something that's very transformative. He said, "The method of Jesus are as inspired as the message of Jesus." Let me say it again. The methods of Jesus are as inspired as the words of Jesus. You know, we all know that what Jesus Christ said was inspired. But you know that even the way he did things was also inspired. And how did Jesus evangelize the world? How did Jesus save the world? How did Jesus go about bringing the kingdom of heaven here on earth that asked us to co-labor with him? Jesus did not go about to gather the multitudes and then send the multitudes out. He went and found a few people and send them to the multitudes. Can I hear amen? Amen. That's his method. Jesus did not go about to use multitudes to reach a few people. He used a few people to reach multitudes. In this church, he wants to use us, as few as we are, to touch the lives of multitudes. Can I hear amen? Amen. That's always the way he works. He says, "I want to have co-laborers." When you say, "Yes, Lord," and you say, "Help me, Lord," after you have said yes, he invites you today to join him to go a fishing. That's why he sent 12 of them out. He called 12 to himself that they may stay with him. And after that, he will send them out to the cities where he was going to. Praise the Lord. Amen. How does he do this? The Holy Ghost comes on us. And the Holy Ghost helps us. I don't know how many of us are accepting the Lord's invitation to go and fish with him. To join him on his assignment. The opportunity is present in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So there are two categories of people in Jesus Christ's ministry. Which one are you? There are the multitudes who are all trying to get born again and saved and take to heaven. And then there are the co-laborers. Someone used to say, "Believers are many, laborers are few." Praise the Lord. Believers are many, laborers are few. How many of us agree with that statement? There are many believers. Bible says, and the multitude believed on him. But the moment John was mature, only 12 were left. Those who were co-laborers. Which one are you? Are you just a believer or are you a co-laborer? What assignment? What are you in partnership with Jesus for? What have you said yes to him about? What is the thing in your heart that you know that is burning in the heart of Jesus that you said, this one, now me and the Lord, is me and the Lord Jesus that will go after it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus is not looking for multitudes, he's looking for laborers. Men and women who he can send out to minister to others. So, as I close the message, I want to ask us, what are your next steps? I want to first of all invite you to follow Jesus. Amen? I want you to ask Jesus right now. By beginning to pray. Which area of my life am I not following you? Which area of my life are there other things that I have put in front of you? I want you to make that your prayer right now. Because we have come to the end of the message. And maybe you are listening on CD or you are listening on the internet. And you know that you have not said yes to the Lord. That song says, I say yes, Lord, to your word. I say yes to you, Lord. Which area of my life, what aspects? You know the place. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, which area of my life am I not following you? Which area of my life do I need to make a change? Do I need to repent because I've not been following you the way I ought to follow you? I want you to take a pen and a piece of paper. As he mentioned those things to you, write them down. Because he's speaking to you right now. Wherever you are, he's telling you. I just want you to go ahead now and say, Lord Jesus, what can I do right now? What can I do today in obedience to you? To show you that I have said yes to you. What can I do in obedience to you to show you that I have said yes? Hallelujah. What ambition do I need to give up? What goals have I set for myself do I need to lay aside? What entitlement? What mindset? What way of doing things can I give up? Because I'm saying yes, Lord. Because I'm saying yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What is your own Toyota Hilux? What is that thing that doesn't make sense, but you know the Lord is asking you to follow him in that area?
Thank you for listening to this audio message from Grace Life Center Charismatic Renewal Ministries. For more information about our church, please visit our website www.gracelifecenter.com or call 657-206-7729.
Break every chain, yeah, to break every chain. Break every chain. Break it.